Wayne, what would you be buying? You've been quite reticent.
I'm
Are you still reticent?
Sitting cash. Sitting cash. Let's see. But I'm sitting cash, but my buying shoes are not far away. If we do get some stock market weakness, say 15%, I don't know, put on strong buying shoes. But for the moment, sitting back.
Okay. David?
You can't ignore Prosus and NASPERS.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't even spoken. I mean, if we didn't have Prosus and NASPERS, where would we be?
We forget about Tencent. I mean, and we talk about it. What was the other one? Cartrack or whatever. But incredible results out of Tencent. And I think China opening up, whatever it is, but it's a very good insight into the Chinese internet industry. And superb results there with gaming up 31%. And that will flow through regardless, through to Prosus and NASPERS. So I think even under these conditions, just continue to hold them. And if you want to start adding, do it.
And would you be buying Prosus or NASPERS? Because it was interesting to see how Prosus rallied far more than NASPERS did today.
I have to say one thing. You know, it was 35% of our market today. It was 30% of the market yesterday. So, and a lot of the rand strength, I believe, is buying of NASPERS. And it might be our bond markets as well, but you can see big, big interest in both of them. And of course, if they buy Prosus in Amsterdam, the Amsterdam brokers will come here to find some stock here. So there is an arbitrage there.
Okay.
But wonderful results.
Right, I have to leave it there. David Wayne, thanks for joining us in your casual attire this evening. Next week, we will enforce a strict Ibrahim Patil-sanctioned dress code. David Shapiro is from Sasfin Securities. Wayne McCurry is from F&B Wealth and Investments. And Alicia will be back tomorrow night with Stockwatch. Have a good evening. We'll be right back.